Kavod Chaveroi. Yes, Lizar Mahid, the Kavod Chaveroi. A person has to be very careful and respect for his friend. A person should treat the covet of his friend like he treats his own covet. Just like he views his own covet, his respect for his friend should be the way he respects himself. People don't want people to say bad things about them. Should have that same desire that nobody should be saying anything negative about his friend. I believe that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai before he died. I believe he was. This Gemara there talks about people that said things before they died, and one of them, if I remember correctly, I don't remember correctly. I shouldn't even try. I think it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Be careful in the honor of your friend, and that way you'll get to Olam Haba." You know about your friend that's greater than you in one thing, chayv lining by covet, that you have to treat him with respect. Used to get up for each other. When one passed away, the others did kriya. What one does usually for a Rebbe, right, that's, they did it on their friends that had so much respect for their friends. Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 Tamidim, 12,000 pairs from Givus to Antifras, and they all died in one shot during Sfira, right, over 33 days. The child is which 33 days, but they died within 33 days. They didn't respect each other. And at the end, he had 7 Tamidim. It's interesting because Gemara Yavamas talks about his 5 Tamidim. The first ones died because they didn't give each other, they didn't forgin. I don't know if there's a word for forgin in English. They begrudged. So yeah, they begrudged their friends in Tyra. Meaning somebody said a chiddush, they felt like, I should have said that chiddush, not you. Atam leitiyukain. Don't be like that. Respect each other. Those 7 Tamidim filled the Eretz Yisrael with Tyre again, our Gemara brings 5. Not that picking sides here, but it's a machlokes seems to be the map. Maybe he had 5 main ones and 2 other ones. I don't know. I don't know how to reconcile. That's not what Reb Chaim is talking about here, to reconcile the two. But he tried to tell them that was the difference. They did not respect each other in Tyre. That's a key medrash over there. Right. Megillah. What chus did you have for Arichas Yamim? I never enjoyed the fact that my friend, I didn't gain respect out of somebody else's embarrassment. Do not go up and step some of Mizbeach. I feel like Shigolah of Oskolah, your error shouldn't be revealed. Rashi brings this in Chumash. Madach stones that don't have feelings. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're sitting by Minik Bezayim. Chavarecha Shubit Musa Shemisha Olam Bayi Bayilam. He's in the Rabbani Shalom's Dmas, whatever that means. Dinu Shalai Tinnik by Minik Bezayim, period. Ubamas, Yich Abavas, Yich Vayit Chavarecha, Tamit Chol Chavu Chalach Shalach. Your Talmud should be treated like you, Vayit Chavarecha, Kamayi Rabach. The big Shalom had to learn that Mishnah, Machloik is the Bartanura and Rabbeinu Yaina. What does that mean, Vayit Chavarecha, Kamayi Rabach? Does that mean equal? Am I supposed to respect my friend like my Rebbe? Or does that mean the halachas of Kleit Chaveroi have to be as important to you as the halacha of Smaira Rabbah? Not that you treat a friend like a Rebbe. You have to understand that your obligation to give honor to your friend is as important as the obligation to fear your Rebbe. And Smaira Rabbah Kamaira Shemaya means you have to understand that the obligation to fear your Rebbe, that's a Ben Yonis Shad, is as great as the obligation of your Shemayim. Not that that you have to treat your Talmud. The Mishnah over there says, I think there's 2 Gerses in that Mishnah. But Rabbi Yaina learns, each one has their own halachas. But then one is not less important than the other. They're all important. We will continue in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. So okay. finger, you know, Kala Terakula on your fingertips. He makes it sound so easy. It just comes out. I believe I started the conference. We'll find out in a second.
Yeah.
I did? Thank you. We are in Lama Dawud of the base. I just want to mention one thing over here. That you see over here, the Gemara Shaila about Shikvas Erev Yisroel B'meah Venetz Kechavim, whether it has the three-day expiration rule, that you see over there that the Shikvas Erev is not affected by the fact that you didn't worry about mitzvahs. The male Shikvas Erev is not affected by it. The question is, the woman, who is the receptacle of the Shikvas Erev, she worries about mitzvahs, therefore, in 3 days, it rots, and the Shikvas doesn't worry about mitzvahs, therefore, it might not rot in 3 days. That's what the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is not if the Shikvas Erev is different than the Shikvas Erev Gai. The Gemara never says that the Shikvas Erev Gai in a Mei Yisrael might last more than 3 days. It doesn't say that. It only talks from the woman's aspect, that a Yiddish woman who's dying in the mitzvahs, therefore it affects the Shikvas Erev that it expires after 3 days. And that a Gaiish lady who doesn't worry about mitzvahs might be different, or since a Gaiish lady eats Nevelis and Trepas, it's not different. But the Gemara never talks about that the Daigim B'mitzvah should affect the potency or the lasting power of the Shikvas Erev. The Gemara never says maybe the Shikvas Erev of a Gaiish man lasts longer than of a Yiddish man. The Gemara never had that Shaila. Because as far as the man's concerned, the Daigim B'mitzvah doesn't affect that. That's clear in the Gemara. And it's only by the woman, and I think it makes sense. The Rabbi Shlom wants people to have children. So he made it that the Shikvas Erev should be strong enough to be able to, the woman should be able to conceive, to impregnate a woman. The question is how long can it last in a woman and be effective? But if the, would it be faulty in the man, then it would, I could maybe still get away and say it just lasts less. But again, I'm just pointing out that the Gemara is only interested in the woman. It doesn't mention at all that the man is effective from Daigim B'mitzvah.
Why not?
My job is to point out that that exists. So why not? I can tell you all Shikvas Erev, but you can argue with me, so I'm not going to make one up. But I understood it because the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the Shikvas Erev to be able to be powerful in order that people, women should be impregnated. The lasting power of how long it is doesn't have, the Rebbeinu Shlom did not make it last longer than a certain amount of days. Maybe that's affected by the woman that receives it. Again, you can argue with me. You can say that I'm not making any sense. No, you're allowed to argue with me. It's fine. I don't get insulted. But I'm just saying, I don't know a reason. All I know is that it was not brought into this Gemara. There's no mention in the Gemara that there should be a difference in halacha if it's a Goy Shikvas Erev or a Yid Shikvas Erev. The only difference in halacha is the woman who holds the Shikvas Erev, when does it expire? Expiration date. Yes. I don't like making up, so therefore I will. If you ask me if you make up, the answer is no.
Well, the scrotum is exterior, and as a matter of fact, when men wear tight underwear, which keeps the testicles close to the body and they're heated, there is evidence of a decrease in the amount of sperm production.
Again?
In terms of the body heat, the scrotum is.
Maybe. Again, it might be. I'm not going to comment because I don't know. I just wanted to point that out. That's all. That was my aura before we move on. Something my right. Okay, if you remember correctly, the second machlokes in the Mishnah was about dam tara of a mitzaras. To review that, a mitzaras is tamei, and this mitzaras gave birth. She reached the point of dam tara. So, as far as the blood is concerned, it is not dam nidus. Not dam yoledes, those things are gone.
Tamei is also tamei.
What?
Tamei is also tamei.
Till after 14 days, and then she goes to the mikvah. And then for the next 66 days, my girl, whatever dam comes out is tahar. Right? Now, this mitzaras is in the days of Tara. Her blood, is it tamei or not? Now, it's not a mayan. Remember we said mayanas are things that gather and come out. Blood is not a mayan. So therefore, Mishamai says, why should it be tamei? As the fact that it's dam tamei, it's not dam tamei, it's dam tara. The fact that she is a mitzaras that affects her spit, her urine. It doesn't affect her dam. Dam is not a maya. Therefore, Beis Shammai says it's totally tar.
So even, why do we have to bring the later then?
Because if she wouldn't be, it would be dam nida, that's tamay on its own. Every woman's dam nida is tamay. Every woman's dam nida is tamay. What makes this blood different is that it's dam tara. If it wouldn't be dam tara, we wouldn't be talking about this. Forget mitzaras. Every nice woman that's not a mitzaras, when she has nidus, the dam is tamay. So it wouldn't be a shayla. It's only because the dam is tar. The question is only, this woman is a mitzaras. Beit Shammai says, the rule of mitzaras is, her mayonites are tamay. Mayonites are spit, urine. It doesn't mean blood. Blood is not a mayon. Therefore, not tamay. Beisu has a pasuk that says it is tamay, even though it's not a mayon. So now we have to find that pasuk. This is a biblical argument. This is not an argument about a rabbinic thing. Yesterday we discussed the rabbinic argument about a Goyish lady. Now we're talking about a Jewish mitzaras, and it's a machloikis biblically, with Beis Shammai following the rules that we've had till now. And mitzaira is metame with mayonites. Blood is not a mayon. The blood itself is not tame because it's damtara. So if you went without any extra xeris akasuf, you would walk away saying that Beis Shammai is right. Follow the rules. The blood is not tame. Not a mayon, so why should it be tame? Why should it be different than a cut? A mitzaira has a cut. The blood that comes out of a cut is not tame. It might become tame because it touches the mitzaira on the outside. The blood in essence is not tame. It's not an havatuma. Beisil says it is tame. That's what Beisil said in the Mishnah. Right? Beisil says mitame lach. It's not considered damida, it's not damida, it's damtara. But it gets tuma. Now, why? The question's on Beis Shammai. We don't have a question of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai makes perfect sense. It's Beis Shammai that has to say, where'd you get this from? It's Beis Shammai makes this biblical.
Even a cut would be...
No.
Makes it biblical.
What? The Gemara. Not yet, we'll get there. I cheated. I learned Rashi in the Mishnah, who told me that Beis Shammai holds it biblical. Now, where does Rashi get it? The Gemara that's coming up. The Gemara says, my time in the Beis Shammai. Now, the Gemara could have answered it to drop bottom, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. That's why I know it's biblical. So the Gemara...
Why is there a pasuk
with Mayonis? There is a pasuk with Mayonis. This is not a Mayon.
I get it.
And the cable of Mayonis. We had this earlier in the parish. But anyway, don't write it down because the Gemara is going to bring it in three lines. Blood is not a Mayan. It's a fact. That's why we're learning. We'll find out why Beis Shammai said it. Again, I have not said any reason for Beis Shammai yet. I have not said a word. All I said is Beis Shammai needs to find a source. Beis Shammai is fine. That's why the Gemara didn't say my time into Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai makes 100% sense. Frank the Gemara, my time in the Beis Shammai. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. It says, Lazachar, Zayis Taris Hazav, Lazachar Lanakeva. Now, if you remember, the Gemara earlier said, Lazachar Lanakeva is extra. So, Lazachar Larabas Mitzayra Lamaynaisav. They tell me that a Mitzayra is Mitame with his Mayonais, like a Zav. My Zav, the Torah says it beferish. So, Yarak Hazav Alatar, the Torah talks about Mayonais Hazav. Never talks about Mayonais Hamtzayra. But the word Lazachar tells me that a male Mitzayra is coming by Mayonis. Ulanakeva, the rabbis Mitzaras, the Mayonisah, includes a female Mitzaras for her Mayonis. Now, the question is, what is the difference between a man and a woman in Mayonis? None at all.
So why do you need both?
Exactly. Just tell me that Mitzayra is Mitame by Mayon, it's spit and saliva, it's spit and urine. Spit and urine are equal with man and women. Why in the world did the Torah have to say that both men Mitzayra and woman Mitzayra are Tameh B'mayonis? Once you told me that a Mitzayra is Mitameh B'mayon, why would I think there's any difference? Why would I think there's any difference between the two?
Not a Mayan.
No, Shechvazera. Woman doesn't have Shechvazera. It's not a Mayan.
Okay.
And maybe it is. The Gemara, honestly, it's going to be a shiloh later on the Gemara. So we'll leave it for the Gemara. The Gemara Mamas will talk about it. It's going to be in the Gemara. But at this point, the two Mayanas we know are right to man, right lion. And there's no difference between man and woman. So why did the Torah have to make a reboy for men Mitzayra and for woman Mitzayra? Come to Gemara. My Manasel, what are these Mayanas? Ilema Shar Manasel, is it spit and urine? Mizakonavka. Why is she different than a male? Why would the Torah have to have a special reboy? Eluladama, Vitame Dam Tarashala. The reason the Torah wrote it is to tell me that even though it's not a Mayan, a Mitzayra has an extra discharge from her body that's Matame. Now, what is that? Blood of Nida, I don't need Mitzaras. Blood of Leda, I don't need Mitzaras. I have to find something that by non-Mitzayra would be fine, but because she's a Mitzayra, it's not fine. And it can be her spit and urine, because that I already learned out from a male Mitzayra. So the extra plastic must be including a non-Mayan discharge. Meaning a woman doesn't have extra Mayanites. The Rabbi Nisham did not create her with something that's a Mayan that a man doesn't have.
Nope.
Both men and women is not a Mayan. Not a Mayan. At least I don't think it is. Ela l'dama, v'tamei dam tarish la. This is the Xeris HaKasuf. Now, it's mitamei like all other Mayanas, which is only lach, not yavesh. So it doesn't become by dam nida that's mitamei lach v'yavesh. The Torah included it like a mayon. Now, what are the other mayonites? Spit and urine. Only mitamei lach. So this blood will only be mitamei lach. This blood is being treated like a mayon, even though it is not a mayon. That's the chiddush of including a woman special. What does a woman have over a man? Blood. Now, most blood that a woman has is tamei in its own, even if she's not a mitzayra. So we're looking for something that a mitzaras can have extra over a regular woman. And something that only women have, not men. And the only thing we can think of is dam tara.
That's the other way also.
Zucker tells me the halacha of all mitzayras, that their mayan is tamei, that their spit is tamei, their urine is tamei. Now I know all mitzayras are mitame of the mayan. Not only male, why should a female be different than a male? They're all the same. A Mitzayra is a Mitzayra is a Mitzayra.
Well, what is the extra Zohar?
There is no extra Zohar. La Zohar is extra. It's good to say, Zohar is Azab. Why did the Torah have to say La Zohar and Nekeva?
It says both, Zohar and
Nekeva. Yeah. So Zohar is to include males Mayanites, and Nekeva is to include female Mayanites. And the question is, it's repetition. They both have the same Mayanites, and there's no reason to believe that men and women should be different. Must be the Torah is coming to include something by a woman that doesn't apply to a man. Now, what might that thing be? The Beisil, it's blood. But it can't be blood of Nida, because that I don't need a Mitzayra for. The blood is tummy. I'm not interested in the lady now. We're talking about only the blood. So must be it's Dantara. And it's like a Mayan. It's not like Damnida that's Matami Yavesh. It's like a Mayan that's only Matami Lach and not Matami Yavesh.
Once we have that, if she cuts her finger, we
still yeah, no.
It has to be done from that.
Yes. Before. I will say this, without wanting to confuse anybody, so if it's going to confuse you, don't listen. That some Rishonim learned Dantara means yellow blood, not during the days of Tara, like I explained it, like Rashi explained it. Yeah, it could be both. Dam Tara means she sees Dam from her place where she always sees Dam, but it's yellow. It's not red. So that would be Tame as a Mitzayra. Some learned that when the Gemara says, the Rabbi Dam Tara doesn't mean during the days of Tara, like I explained it. It means Dam that is tar, because it's not really blood, but it comes to where blood comes from, which is her vaginal area.
While she's a Nida.
What? No.
While she's a Nida.
No, we're not talking about a Nida. We're talking about a Mitzaraz that's not a Nida.
I know.
We're not to do with Nida. If she's a Nida, You want to know what would happen to Anita's Dam Yarak at the time?
Yes.
No. It's an ad. Recently, Tome touches her on the way out, but it's not an Agatama. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shar Mayaneseha. It's up. It's about the fourth narrow line. Around up there. Shar Mayaneseha. Yon Raika, her spit, Meme Ragleha. The Asim is of. The Sibbe, the Yarak has of. Mene Nafki Shar Mayanes. That's where you learn out other Mayanes. Mizaka Nafka. Even the Srabi Mitzvah Lebainasav. The Srabi Mitzvah Lebainasav. They get the Kusai Bazakar. If you include a male, you include a female who has the same things as a male. Alulugama, the lesser Bazakar. Must be blood that a male doesn't have. Which, by the way, a cut male has just as much. Zog to Gemara, what does Beis Shammai do with this? Why does Beis Shammai disagree? L'chayre Beis Shammai is 100% right now. They have an extra pasuk. Zog to Gemara, Beis Shammai, Mikeva Mizacha Lo Yasa. No, not true. I would not say whatever applies to man Mitzayra applies to a lady Mitzayra. Why? Dekel Mifrach, there are differences. You see in Halacha that men have stringencies in Tzaras that women don't have. Ma'al Zachar, she came to him priya or prima. And Mitzayra, while he's a Mitzayra man, has to keep his head. Question what priya means, usually means uncovered. And paremes means he has to have kriya. A woman, man has to have kriya. He has to rip his clothing like a velus.
And keep his hair long.
Yeah, not cut his hair. Right. But ancient, a woman is excluded from that. And that's Xeris HaKosov, and we're not going through now. Rashi will go through it. But again, this is not the sugi here. But that's the halacha. The third thing is, V'asa B'tas B'shamita. At a certain point of Tzaras, and it's a machloikis in the Gemara, what point that is, a man becomes usher to have a relationship with his wife during a certain part of his Tzaras. Everybody agrees that during the 7 days after he brings his birds, till he brings his korbanos, Pasuk says, "V'yoshav michutz la'al lo yishivas yomim." He has to stay out of his tent for 7 days. The Gemara mikan shal asher b'tas mishamita. During those 7 days, for sure, he's asher with a relationship with his wife. A woman who's in the tzaras can have relationships with her husband even during her 7 days of recovery from tzaras. So here's a chumrah by a man mitzayra. It does not apply to a woman, Mitzayra. So, Beis Shammai, your question was, tell me male, I know female. Not true. Maybe the Tzaira said, my yonos of a man's of it, not female's of. You see, other things that only apply to a man, Mitzayra. I mean, a man, Mitzayra, not a female, Mitzayra. You see, other things that only apply to a man, Mitzayra.
So, why is it actually
according
to Beis Shammai?
It's not. I need to tell me female, Mitzayra.
Right,
it's not. Because I would have said they're different. I would have said that Cyrus and Ionis are not Tamei, just like...
If it didn't say anything, you would think that...
Exactly. That's why the Tzaira had to say, so it's not extra. Tzaira bin Akeva, the lie. Akeva doesn't have those three halachas. Rashi. Zog Rashi. V'asir b'tas m'shamita. B'shibas yimei sviroi, during the 7 days when he counts. V'asir b'yasha b'chutz l'aloi. The ain aloy ali ishtai. Aloy means his wife, the siv, suvu lochem lo alechem. When they were allowed back after Matan Tzaira to have relationships with the wife, it's called aiho, tent. It's a way of, nice way of saying, you can have relationships with your wife. Taimur bin Akeva mitzaraz, the lesser belohani. Bekrisus, the parent dalud mechusri kapara. And the parent calls for mechusri kapara. It says, ish pareo firim. A man mitzayra has to let his hair grow long and do kriya. Ve'ein isha parasa paramis. A woman does not have to let her hair grow long and do kriya. Ve'gabitash mishnami, b'chutz la'aloi k'siv, v'lay b'chutz la'Allah. V'dayik, it says Allah instead of Allah. It didn't say b'chutz la'ayah, it says Allah, his, not hers. Hilkach le'asim mizachar, we don't learn that from mizachar. Ve'itzvich l'nekeva l'negufe. I need nekeva to say that nekeva's my yonos or tamen. It's talking about spit and urine. Right. Now, in fact, Rashi, but once you learn how Shar Mayonis, why isn't blood included? So Rashi explains, Dam is not a Mayon. If I need it to teach me May Raglayim, and you're right, then I can't learn them out. Why? Because the Shar Mayanis, right? Yalfina May Reich. My Reich Shemis Agel, it gathers V'yaitz and comes out. Right? Hud Mis Asef Tchila gathers first Yachad V'yachach Yaitze. V'dam Lav Mis Agel V'yaitzehu. Blood doesn't gather and come out. So Mimela, Zuck Beishamai, we don't get Beishil, we don't have an extra pasuk. So the Gemara goes back Beishil. So Beishamai right? Isn't Beishamai right? What in the world is Beishil saying it's not extra? Beishamai is 100% right. Zuck the Gemara. Now let me explain this outside and we'll do it inside. What would have happened if the Torah only wrote one Keva? So I would have said, Nekeva's Mayonis are Tamei. I would have said male is the same thing. Why would I think male is any different? He has the same Mayonis. And he's more covered. He even has to let his hair grow, and he has to rip his clothing, and he's usher in Tach Mishamita, so he had all the chumras plus. So right woman, and I'll know man. So man is extra. The other way. Before we said man is necessary to teach us Mayonis, and Nekeva is extra. So Beishama came along and said Nekeva is not extra. Fine. But now, go the other way. Let the Torah just write female. That a woman mitzvah is Mayanis or Tameh. And I would know male automatically. He's no less than a woman. So why did the Torah write male? It's an extra pasuk. Zohar is extra. The Nekeva is not extra. I need the Nekeva. Not as severe as a man. But if her Mayanis or Tameh, for sure a man says, so why did the Torah have to write Zohar? So we have a rule in Sukkim that if it's extra, you use it where you need it. We don't need it for a man. So we say, you know why the Torah wrote Zohar? To add an extra one by a lady. So the Torah wrote Zohar extra to teach it. It's an extra pasuk. We have a rule in extra Sukkim. If you don't need it where it is, use it where you need it. I don't need it for a man, so I use it for a lady.
You need it for a man, so there are more stringencies by a man, so you have to add it for the man.
Adarabba. So I know the stringency. I mean, if a woman has this stringency, a man is more stringent, for sure he has the stringency.
A woman doesn't have the stringency of a man.
Three of them she doesn't, but her mayanas are tame. It's said by Keva.
Okay.
So if her mayanas are tame, for sure a man's are. So why did the Torah have to write Mazachar? So it's an extra pasuk. And we have a rule in extra psukim that if you can't use it where you need it, use it where you have it, use it wherever you need it. So La Zohar teaches me Dam Mitzaras. He switched it. It's not Lan Keva that teaches me Dam Mitzaras, because Lan Keva is not extra. But La Zohar is extra. But that's the rule in Drashas, that whenever you have an extra pasuk, I don't need it here, I use it elsewhere. That's a rule in the Torah. Not opposite, it's an addition.
Using the Zohar to teach about the woman.
Exactly. This is the I always say this, say it one more time. The rules of Drashas, I have no idea how to, but this is the rule of Drashas. All through Shas. If any Indian, use it there.
If I would not have Zohar,
I would know that a male is Mayanis or Tameh, Kavachimer from the Keva.
Good, and now that I do have Zohar.
So teaching me an extra halacha. Where? I don't need any extra halacha for my man.
Which is?
That a woman's dam is tamei.
I don't have that for the pasuk itself?
No, because the Torah never said, how do I know the Keva's dam is not a Mayan? Let's read it inside. Obeisil lift the Rahmanah ben Keva. Let the Torah write it by the Keva. But my boy is Zohar. I wouldn't need to. But I know I mean it, I would say. Man the cave is saying the two to three female. Man in the cave, and it doesn't have to let her hair go long. It doesn't have to rip her clothing. Rabbi Rachman of mine is saying, the Torah said her mind is tummy. Zohar the coach, okay? If ain't any of the Zohar, here comes the drasha. I don't need it for Zohar. Tell me in the cave. But I don't need it for the cave either. The main angel of mine is saying, I don't need it for my own eyes. Tell me in the dhamma. So the extra pasuk is to tell me the blood of Nekeva, Letame to be Metame. Letame Dam Tara Shalom. Her blood, when she's a Dam Mitzayra, Dam Tara will be Tame.
Only if
what? Only wet, because it's like Maya. Right. Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's response to this? Beis Shammai says, women have a chumra also over men. You can't derive men from women. You can't derive women from men, you can't derive men from women. Why? Malin Kevich came a time of bainus. By a zava, there is no necessity that it be natural. Even if it's caused by food, or by drink, or by jumping, she's tamei. By man, we said, there's a necessity that the zivus come naturally. We asked him 7 questions. So that's a chumra by nekeva over zakar by zav. Therefore, I would never learn out mitzayra male from mitzayra female. Females have an extra chumra. So I need male and I need female. There's no extra pasuk here. Time of Zakar delight. So therefore, Beis Shammai says that I can't say let the Torah write it by the Nekeva and I would know Zakar. It's not true. The Nekeva is stricter by Zav, so maybe it's stricter by Mitzayra also. So I need the Torah to tell me La Zakar to tell me no. My Yadis of a Zakar is Tameh. Well, Beis Hill's response is time of Mitzayra Park and merely the Zav. We're talking Mitzayra, you're bringing in Zav. Women are stricter in other things too. They have to bench left. I'm just joking. So do men. I mean, they have other halachas. Why all of a sudden you're bringing in Zav? We're talking Mitzayra. In Mitzayra, women are not stricter. So I can make a Kal v'chomer. Beis Shammai says, Tumah is an open area. If they're stricter in any area of Tumah, that's enough to slug up your Kal v'chomer. So the bottom line it boils down to is Beis Hillel has an extra pasuk and Beis Shammai doesn't. Beis Hillel has the extra pasuk because the Torah taught me my yonos of a mitzaras, a woman, is tamei. I automatically can learn out male because he's stricter. And therefore it frees up the pasuk by Zohar. And whenever we have a free pasuk, we take that free pasuk and use it where we need it, and we need it by a lady for her blood. Beis Shammai says, not free, because there are strictnesses by tumah that women have that men don't have. I would never make the Kal v'chomer. Which strictness is there by tumah? A zava is more strict than a zav, because a zava can be even food-induced, jumping-induced, whereas by a zav it can't be. Oh, Zav Beis Hillel, thank you very much. We're talking Mitzayra. What are you bringing in zav? Zav Beis Shammai, tumah is tumah. We see in tumah that a woman is stricter. There goes your Kal v'chomer. That's the question of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Is there an extra pasuk or not? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. But it's a biblical machlokes. Is the Dam Tara of Mitzayra Tamei? Is a biblical machlokes? Do I have an extra pasuk or do I not have an extra pasuk?
Agav, do women mitzvahs?
Yeah, why not?
Like Amanda?
Why not? Tara didn't make any difference.
But this perua.
That's we have drushes. Again, we're not learning creases, but there's drushes and creases that say why women don't get priya prima. You don't have to go to Creases, you can go to McGill, the Gemara talks about it there.
Well,
too.
Women cut their hair anyway, but he can't cut his hair, but she could cut her hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't have a look of having to let her hair grow. Hey, listen, a person can be a Mitzayra for years. It was a Yohan Melech was a Mitzayra for 25 years. Could. Mar says they built, the prophet says, they built him a palace in the cemetery. And he lived in the cemetery. He let his hair grow for 25 years.
You have to keep
revisited
by
clients? Only if it's to go away. It didn't.
All right, so,
okay.
So by Mitzara, Dam Tahara is Tummy.
By Mitzara, yeah. Going to Beis Hill. Correct.
Dam Tahara, then.
What?
It's not Dam Tahara, then. Tummy.
Well, it's Dam Tahara as far as Nida Slayda Zavus is concerned. But it's not by her because the Torah made an extra riboy that even if it's a non Mayan, we treat it like a Mayan. And Beis Shammai doesn't have that extra pasuk. That's what it boils down to. Rashi. Im ein inyan l'sharmei nesel, the nafkim of the Nekeva. We learned it out from the Nekeva. Came the time of oinus, legabi ziva. But Beis Hillel's reaction is, well, parki mili the zav, fit me up. What are you bringing zav in? And Beis Shammai says, tumah is tumah. Iba yaseima. If you want, I can give you a different answer of why Beis Shammai doesn't think the pasuk is extra.
Why would it have to be the first answer?
Nothing's wrong with the first answer, except the Gemara says another answer. I mean, why did the Gemara bring a second answer?
No, I mean, good answer.
Because maybe Beis Shammai agrees that you can't learn Zav a question on Mitzayra. The Zohar is not extra. I needed to teach me that even a kid that's 1 day old or 10 day, whatever it is, can become a Zav. We had that earlier. And we had a Machloikus, where to learn it out from. But one Mandiyama said you learn it out from the Zohar and the age. The other Mandiyama learned it out from a different Sukkim. Fine. So Beis Shammai learns it from here, so there's no extra Pasuk.
What about now?
I'm Kevala, Rabbis Nekevala, whatever it is. That Mandiyama learns different set of drushes. So therefore there's no extra pasuk. All we're answering is, Beis Shammai uses that pasuk for other things. And Beis Hillel learns that out from somewhere else, which Rashi will inform us. Yes, doctor.
Definitely, Dr. Harris, how does a female child become a
Zav?
That female.
He comes a Zav up. Zav and Zav are interchangeable. She comes to Zav.
Thank you very much. No, that's not what I was talking about. I thought that to become a Zav, one has to have menstruation.
Right, so a Zav can be at 10 days old. Because we have Sukkim that a girl can become an Eid at birth. And therefore,
yeah.
Okay, so she can become a Zav at 10 days old. The Gemara said that. A Zav can become a Zav at 10 days old. Right, a man can become a Zav day one he's born. A woman can't become a Zava till 10 days because she has to be a Nidah first. So she can have her first discharge the day she's born, and then 7 days later she goes to the mikvah, or even if she doesn't go to the mikvah, then she sees again 3 days in a row, 10, 11, and 12. I mean, 8, 9, and 10, she's a Zava.
After the period, and then she's 7 days, then on the 8th day,
she sees blood.
Eighth, ninth, and eleventh.
She becomes a Zava.
But I thought you need 7 clean days.
If not by Nida. A Nida needs 7 days. They don't have to be clean. After she becomes a Zava, to get rid of her Zeba, she needs 7 clean days. She's a Nida for 7 days. She goes to the mikvah, if she keeps the Torah, the night after 7 days. Now she's Torah. Then, anytime within the next 11 days that she sees three consecutive days, she becomes a Zava, which, by the way, means that she can never become a Nida again until she gets rid of her 7 clean days. So let me just paint the picture for a second. You have two ladies, Rachel and Leah. Rachel is a Nida. She saw a period. She goes to the mikvah for the end of 7 days. Then she doesn't see blood for the next 15 days. So she sees blood again day 23, which is from the first one. She starts a new Nida cycle. Leah goes to the same period, the same day. Goes to the mikvah for the end of 7 days. And she sees blood day 10, 11, and 12. And she needs 7 clean days. And she's not getting clean. She can see blood on day 25, and it's not Nida. If she didn't have 7 clean days till then. The women's bodies are operating the same way, except one is becoming a Nida, and one can't become a Nida until she has 7 clean days. So Leah can be delayed her Nida till day 45. Because she didn't get clean till then for 7 whole days, or 7 clean days. This all became halachically not negeya, because the women accept their chumrah, that any drop of blood, they keep 7 clean days, as if they saw 3 days during Zivas.
Kind of funny the women took that, the men went along with
it. B'nais Yisrael l'chmiru al aslam, that's what the Gemara says. And Chazal sanctioned it afterwards. They started the Chumrah themselves, and Chazal sanctioned it. The fear of violating it drove them to that. And I don't know if I mentioned this, I have a Tikkun Torah that I say. please choose it. If you don't like it, it's fine. The support who says that why does the Zava need 7 clean days? Because even if it's an Einish, for whatever, and she needs 7 days to contemplate, where did I go wrong? What am I doing wrong? In obviously in relationships, in Yoni Arayas, in Yoni Tznias. That's what the supporter says, not me. And he says in the Torah, they gave her 7 clean days because the Nidus came from Chava. Thank you, Mrs. Chava, but that's where they came from. The Zivas came from herself. The regular woman doesn't become a Zava. So she became a Zava. The Torah wanted 7 clean days. She should sit and contemplate, where did I go wrong? And after she has the 7 clean days, she can return, quote-unquote, to her marital status. Now, the women sacrifice that because now no woman contemplates anything because she keeps 7 clean days for any needs also. So nobody ever views it as a punishment. She's not being punished. I mean, the woman decided it's more important to worry about that I might violate Zivas and I'll keep 7 clean days for any drop of blood, even though I'm sacrificing the lesson Zivas is supposed to teach me. That was my own point. That the fear of breaking a halacha outweighs all the benefits that you would have gotten had there been a halacha of Zivas that you should have to keep 7 clean days so that you could sit and contemplate, where am I going in life? Similar to why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We sacrifice all this iris of tkiyah shofar for maybe somebody will violate that halacha and carry the shofar when he's not allowed. That's not my part. That's the Gemara. And there, the Mefarshim say that the Rebbeinu will say, wow, they worry so much about Shabbos, I'll give them the benefit of tkiyah shofar at plus. That's the Meshul Chachma's famous verse.
That
if you don't blow shofar because you're worried about Chil Shabbos, the Rebbeinu will say, wow, that means they're machshav my Shabbos so much, they'll get every benefit they would have gotten from tkiyah shofar. So, same thing here. The woman will get every benefit she would have gotten from Shabbos.
Guarding Shabbos runs through family. And on the flip side, don't honor Shabbos. Terrible year.
That's what the...
But you're making this lady think, okay, I must have done something wrong.
That's what happened by Shabbos. She did something wrong. Exactly. No regular woman should have a period, a tzidam, for 11 days post-period. She said not. Listen, if somebody's married and his wife's seeing blood every 12 days, he's got a big problem on his hand. And she's going to be running to every doctor she can get a hold of. Why? Because it's not regular. Women's periods are supposed to be around a month apart. A little less, a little more. They're not supposed to be so close together. The Torah said, B'loy Yasli Dasa, she's not supposed to be Anita now. That's why there's a Tumah called Zivus. And it's an Einish. The Torah puts it together as an Einish. Chazal call it an Einish, not me. I didn't make that up. Chazal say, first comes Tumas Tzeras Habayis, then comes Tzeras HaPeged, then comes Zav and Zava, and then comes Tzeras. It's part of the cycle of Einish. The women sacrifice that because they're so worried about being Gaivra Halacha that they're not worried about that. They sacrifice this iris of Zivas. Imagine if a woman had to keep no 7 clean days by Nidus, and by Zavis she would have to. It would wake her up. Here I am, living the last 10 years of my life. Every month I have a period. 7 days later I'm fine. For 3 weeks I'm fine. Around 3 weeks. All of a sudden the Rabbi Nisham sent me this thing that puts me aside for another week and a half. Which doesn't happen. Not regular. It's a message. So there's Sephornu said, yeah, it's a message, and she had to sit and contemplate. It's not me. I'm reading a Sephornu in the Chumash. I say, what did the women do? They said, it's very wonderful to contemplate, but it's more important not to be over Nisr. We'll keep 7 clean days for every Nida. So therefore, no woman ever stops and thinks that something irregular happened. No, I have a regular Nida. I have to keep 7 clean days.
By a man, which one requires
a
stimulus?
By a woman does not require no. One requires not no stimulus.
Which one?
Then.
It can just happen without.
It has to just happen.
Okay.
Again, we'll talk about that. We're going to be talking about that coming up. That's the next sugya coming up.
We said that a woman can't become a zav until she's a neder first.
Correct.
And why is that?
Because the Torah says so.
So if a woman has becomes a zav, and she never saw a dam neder, that means she must have missed it.
It can't be. It's the same thing. Well, how can a woman become a zav without neder? She saw a dam, she's a neder. Again, women's zivus is the exact same item that comes out by neither.
Same blood.
Oh, okay. The first time she sees blood, she's a neither. She can't jump the zivus.
So how do they know when she becomes a zav?
Because a zava. There's 11 days post neithers from day 8 through 18 that if she sees during those days, she's not a neither.
But only comes Zav after...
Zav. Zav is different. Zav is male. Yeah. Zav is female.
After becoming Nida. She doesn't become a Zav without being a Nida.
She cannot become a Zav without being a Nida. Correct. Impossible. Well, by man, it's not... Zav is a different discharge. It's a totally different thing.
It doesn't look like
that. It's not blood. It's the same as Harry. It doesn't look like Harry. It's different than that, too. As we will... Coming up the next sugya. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Yehaki gesina bi by same amalok be shamai. Hai le zachem yibay le koshu zachar. But like gesina nekeva kochi nekeva. We don't dash up from nekeva any young nekeva. Imkei mayonis le mitzayim en alu. Where would I know mayonis? Elun keva le rabbis mitzaras le medesel. We stick to the original drasha. The nekevus that told me that a mitzaras is urine and spit is metame. We yalu zochem in the keva the mayonis, and we learn zochem from the keva. The high lezochem the miyasu the beitzil that which beitzil had an extra pasuk. Darshu they mishamel lezav cotton. They use it for a zav who's a cotton. To metame bezivim ben yaimai, even one day old. But they nafka luhu me ish. I, the Gemara, earlier in this parak, brought a drasha, ish, even a cotton. The sphere lay dim, the Torah, kolashim, the other. They hold that sometimes the Torah repeats ish, because that's how the Torah speaks, not for a drasha. You have to remember it. But tonight is ketana. How do I know a girl can become a zav at 10 days old? Navgalu me'isha ve'isha. From the extra vav, if you remember from the beginning of the parak, you have to remember it, pirka, like we learned out at the beginning of the parak. Ve'yasru nekev at the hacha. So they use the cave over here, the rabbis mitzaras the manasel, to include a woman mitzaira per mayonis. Well, Basil Nami le darshi ishish. Basil also doesn't learn now cotton from ishish. Bionavkalahu, Mizayas Tyrus Hazav, Bain Gadl, Bain Cotton, Matamba Beziva. They have a third drasha. Zayas Tyrus Hazav includes a cotton. So the machlaikas becomes, how do I know a Zav cotton? From Zachar or from Zayas Tyrus Hazav? And the shail is there an extra drasha to include a blood of a mitzaraz? So the Gemara Beitzil, we're on the first white line. Nafkalah, they learned out a young zav, mi'gzayis tiris hazav, ben gadol ben kat. End of this part of the sugya. Yes.
My first answer that he says shum tum perti.
Right.
Does he argue with the Hillel on where they learned it?
No.
How does he?
Well, he doesn't say it's hazav.
Oh, he would agree with me.
No. Now we go to zav. We're finished with dam tarish and mitzaras. We did our due diligence. We figured out why Beit Shammai holds what, why Beit Shammai holds what. And before we move on to the next case, we're going to get involved in zav. Because we mentioned zav, now we're going to get involved in zav. Now let me explain a certain hakdama here. A person who sees a discharge of regular shechva zera is called a balkeri. A balkeri is tamei for one day, goes to the mikvah, and that night he becomes tahor. So if a person became a balkeri, I'll assume he had a relationship with his wife on Friday night. On Shabbos, he is a balkeri. On Shabbos, he goes to the mikvah. And Maitre Shabbos, a cold mikvah, of course, for your litvak. So you'll go to a cold mikvah. If you're Chassidish, you go to a hot mikvah. And then by the Shabbos, you become tar. That's the halach. That's the halach. Now, that's about carry. If a person sees a discharge that's not carry, that's zivus, he becomes the same halach as about carry. One discharge, like about carry. He saw zivus on Sunday, even daytime. He runs to the mikvah, that night he becomes tar. The only reason I said night is because usually a person becomes a Balkari by night. But if he became a Balkari by day, he runs to the mikvah, that night he's tar. Zivus's first Ria is exactly the same halacha as a Balkari, even though it's a different discharge. It's a different kind of discharge. One is a discharge of Keri, one is a discharge of Zivus, one halacha. No questions asked, why did you have Zivus? Did you eat? Did you drink? None of the questions are asked. First discharge of a Zav, no questions are asked. He's a Zav Balchat, one Ria. He's the same as a Balkari. He's coming for one day. He goes to the Mitzvah Star. End of story. He has a second discharge of Zivus, either the same day or the next day. So there we ask seven questions. Did you eat something? Did you drink something? Did you jump? Did you think? Whatever the seven questions were. If he answers yes, he's not a Zav.
Any of them?
Anywhere, yeah. If he doesn't answer, if he answers no to all of them, he became a Zav, he's now tummy for 7 days. Seven clean days.
If he
answers
yes?
He's not a Zav, he's a Balkari again.
He's, but it's not a
Balkari,
we know the difference
between him. Doesn't make sense. How long is he that goes to the mix for that day? He's star. He doesn't need seven clean days. So, but this guy, so Riyah Rishayna on Sunday, we'll just pick, he could have sat two Riyahs on Sunday, but we'll keep it. Riyah Shni on Monday, now he answered no to all seven questions, so now he's a Zav that has to keep seven clean days. On Tuesday, he had another Riyah. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim.
Within the 7 days.
He didn't start it, his first day of a 7 day. So now, according to one Tana, no questions asked. He just saw his third Riyah, he has to bring a carbon. A Zav that saw two Riyahs doesn't have to bring a carbon. A Zav that saw three Riyahs, either 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days, has to bring a carbon. What? At the end of 7 days. Now, that Zav, the third Riyah, do we ask him questions or not? Or is he a Zav, if we say it doesn't make a difference? The second Riyah, we ask him questions. The first Riyah, we don't ask him questions. How about the third Riyah? Machlokes Tanoim. We'll have that later. So let's get that straight. The first Riyah, Zav, has no answers. He doesn't have to answer any. He's a Zav. Bal Riyah Achas is the same as Bal Keri. When he gets to the second Riyah, by the way, I'm going to repeat this a number of times. I hope I don't have to repeat it 100 times. It makes no difference if it's the same day or over 2 days. Then he's a Zav Bashterius, but seven questions are asked. Then he has a third Riyah, either the same day, second day, or the third day. And Machlokes Tanoim. Some Tanoim say no more questions are asked. He has third Riyah of Zivus. He has to bring a carbon, besides the seven clean days. And the one Tana says he has to answer the seven questions. If not, he doesn't bring a carbon. If he can't say no to the seven questions, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. You have to keep seven clean days once you got through number two. He answered no on number two. That's our Gemara to this Gemara. We'll see you.